Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Steve. What's your name?
My name is Juan. How are you?
Fine, Juan. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Juan, this is my brother Peter.
How do you do?
Fine, thank you. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
So where are you from, Juan?
I'm from Texas. Where are you from, Peter?
I'm from California. What do you do?
I'm a lawyer. What do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Mary Smith.
What's your nationality?
I'm American.
How old are you?
I'm 35 years old.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have 3 sons and 2 daughters.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I do not speak Spanish.
What is your address?
It is 318 4th Street.
What is your telephone number?
It is 555-4618.
So, Mary, what do you do?
I'm a secretary in a travel agency.
Do you like your new job?
Yes, I like it very much.
How many hours a week do you work?
I work 40 hours a week.
How many days a week do you work?
I work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
How much money do you make?
I make $500 a week.
Do you drive to work?
No, I don't drive to work. I take the bus.
Where's your office?
It's downtown.
Well, Mary, it was nice talking to you again. I'll call you tomorrow.
See you later, Janet.
Bye. Take care of yourself.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gooten. How may I help you?
I'm here to apply for a student visa.
When were you born?
I was born on May 3rd, 1977.
Where were you born?
I was born in Bonn.
How long do you want to stay in the United States?
I want to stay there for 9 months, from August to May.
Are you going to work while you are there?
Maybe at the university. I'm not sure yet.
Do you have any relatives in the United States?
No, I don't.
When did you finish high school?
I finished high school 2 years ago.
Did you study English in high school?
Yes, I did.
You speak English very well. You sound like a native.
Thank you. I want to study English literature. I would like to be a teacher someday.
Do you speak any other languages?
Yes, I speak a little bit of French, and I speak Italian fluently.
Did you sign all of these forms?
Yes, I signed them all.
Very good. You'll have to come by in 3 days to pick up your visa.
Thank you for your help. I'll see you on Thursday.
You're welcome. Hello?
Hi, is Tim in? He just beat me.
May I ask who's calling?
It's John.
One moment, please.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just watching TV.
Do you feel like going to the movies?
Sure, why not?
I'll be there in around 20 minutes to pick you up.
See you later.
Bye.
Is there anything wrong, officer?
You are going 70 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone.
I wasn't aware of it.
May I see your driver's license and vehicle registration?
I only have my driver's license. Here you are.
Is this a rented vehicle?
Yes, it is. Here's a receipt from my rental agency.
Well, so that you know, the speed limit on this highway is 55 miles per hour. I'm only going to give you a warning this time, but be sure to keep it at 55.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Hi, Jack. Who's that blonde in the black dress over there?
Her name is Jill. We work together.
She's beautiful. She's single?
Yes, she is. She's very nice, too. Let's go say hello. Hi, Jill. I'd like to introduce you to my friend Bill. He's from Miami.
Hi, Bill. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
So what's Miami like?
It's very hot and humid.
Is it very big?
Yeah, it's quite flat, too. To be honest, I think I prefer living here. I like the changes of season, and I like living out in the country.
Well, would you like to go over there and get a drink?
That sounds great. Let's go.
Good afternoon. I'd like to change 200 British pounds into dollars. What's today's exchange rate?
Today's exchange rate is $1.68 to the pound.
That's fine.
Do you have traveler's checks or cash?
Cash.
May I see your passport for a moment?
Of course. Here you are.
You need to sign here by the X's. Here's your passport, and here are your dollars.
Thank you very much. By the way, are there any restaurants around here?
Yeah, there's a nice steakhouse around a block away, After going out the door, just make a left.
Thanks for your help.
Excuse me, is there a bus stop around here? I don't know my way around Washington very well.
There are quite a few. Where do you want to go?
The mall.
You don't need to catch a bus. If you're walking, it's only around 10 minutes from here.
How do we get there?
You have to go straight down this street for 3 blocks until the traffic lights. Then you have to make a right on Pennsylvania Avenue, then a left on Independence Avenue. The mall will be on your right-hand side.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I hope that you enjoy yourselves.
So what happened first?
Well, I went into the restaurant around 8 o'clock.
When did you finish eating?
I finished eating around 8:45, then I paid my bill and went outside.
And then what happened?
Then I saw a man with blonde hair. He was around 6 feet tall, and he ran up to the victim. He knocked her down and took her purse.
What was he wearing?
I think that he was wearing black pants, or maybe dark blue. I'm sure, though, that he had a red sweater on.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Why did you decide to become a lawyer?
Because I thought that I could make a difference.
Was law school hard?
Well, I had to be very disciplined.
What was your normal day like?
I would wake up at 6 o'clock, eat breakfast, and study till 8. Then I'd take a shower and go to class at 9.
What did you do after class?
I had classes all morning long. After lunch, I'd go to work. I had a part-time job. After work, I'd have dinner, then study until midnight or so. Then I'd go to bed.
You had quite a busy life.
Tell me about it. Good morning, Mrs. Fields. How are you feeling?
Not too well. I've got a bad cold and a fever.
Have you been having any headaches?
Not really, but my stomach is upset.
How long has this been going on for?
Around 3 or 4 days.
Well, it doesn't look too serious. I'm going to give you a prescription for some antibiotics. Take 3 tablets a day, 1 every 8 hours. You should be feeling better within a few days.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. How much does a one-way ticket to New York cost?
It costs $45.
When does the next plane leave?
The next one leaves at 10 o'clock this morning.
How long does the trip take?
It takes around 45 minutes.
What time is it now?
It's 8:40.
Okay, I would like a one-way ticket for the plane that leaves at 10 o'clock.
Do you want to pay in cash or with a credit card?
I'll pay in cash.
I just need you to sign this form.
What's today's date?
It's August 3rd. Here's your ticket.
Thank you for your help.
My pleasure. Have a nice trip.
Excuse me. Do you have a light?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you have a match or a lighter?
Oh, of course. Here you are.
You aren't from around here, are you?
No, I'm from Detroit. I study psychology back home at the University of Michigan.
How long have you been here?
Well, I'm traveling around the country. I've been here in New York for 2 days.
How long have you been studying psychology?
For a year and a half. Right now I'm a sophomore.
Have you ever been to New York before?
Yes, but this is the first time since 1984.
Anyway, I'm Karen. What's your name?
My name's Marie.
Well, Marie, I've got to go. Here's my number. Give me a call sometime.
I will, Karen. It was nice talking to you.
Good evening. Smoking or non-smoking?
Smoking, please.
Good evening. Would you like something to drink while you look over the menu?
Yes, please. We'd like 2 glasses of white wine.
Can we also have some water?
Of course. Have you decided what you're going to have yet?
Yes. I'll have the T-bone steak, and my wife will have the Caesar salad.
How would you like your steak?
Medium rare.
Excuse me, do you have any butter?
Yeah, I'll bring it right away. How is everything?
Delicious.
Would you like some dessert?
No, thank you. We're not going to have any. Just bring us a check, please.
Have you found anything that you like?
Yes, I like this blue shirt, but it's too big. Do you have it in a smaller size?
Of course. Here you are. Would you like anything else?
Yes, I'd like to buy a pair of shoes.
I recommend these. They're more expensive than the others, but they're much better.
I agree with you, but I'd like something similar to what I'm wearing now.
Well, we have these. They're not as dark as yours, but they're similar in style.
Honey, what do you think?
I think that they are as nice as the ones you are wearing now. Are they very expensive?
They're on sale. Everything is 20% off.
Okay, we'll take them.
Welcome to the Bellevue. How may I help you?
We'd like a double room. We'll be staying for 6 days.
One moment, please. Okay, I need a deposit of $100 and you need to sign these forms. There's a complimentary continental breakfast from 7 to 10 in the morning.
How do we get to our room?
You have to take the elevator to the 7th floor.
Where's the elevator?
It's down the hall to the left. The bellboy will accompany you to your room in a moment. Here's your key. You'll be staying in room 718. I hope that you enjoy your stay. Call us here at the front desk if you need anything.
Thank you very much.